Everybody gets one big gift in the family, and then they get just whatever's in at Marshall's.
You think
here's some candy, here's some socks, here's a gift card to like Rite Aid.
I expect nothing less from a family that doesn't wash their towels.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice,
where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
If you've got a question but you're scared to ask, just drop the boys a message, cause they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
All right, everybody, welcome to Black and White Advice. I'm Turner Sparks.
Pew, pew, pew.
This is when you're supposed to say I'm Phil Duckett.
Oh, sorry. And I'm the real deal.
Hey! We got Joe the Muscle Russell on the ones and twos.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas, everybody.
I've had a couple eggnogs.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Beep, bop,
are you
boop,
ready?
Bop,
are you ready for Mariah to come back?
Is she gone?
Well, you know, every year that All I Want for Christmas comes on and they play it.
Oh, I'm ready. I thought you meant she got Diddy partied or something. I'm like, what happened to her? I'm ready for her to be back.
She got Diddy partied.
I'm ready for her to be here.
No, I just know every year they play the song out. Like, I love the song. It's a great song. But by the time the season is over, you're like, I don't ever have to.
Yeah, you're done with the song. But I also, have you noticed that every year some other pop star tries to make themselves the new Mariah Carey? They're like, I got a Christmas song.
She's been killing it since 92. You're not beating her.
Yeah.
She'd have to get, there'd be some allegation that has to come for her to like not be the Christmas lady.
Well, I mean, they write a song and they're like, this is going to be the new Christmas song. And it never hits.
Never hits.
Yeah.
No.
Mariah's
the queen of Christmas.
She's the one. Yeah. She's really cashing those checks. So what we're going to start with today, we got your black and white advice questions and answers coming up later on. We got White Lies and Dark Truths, our fact check segment with Joe Russell at the very end of the show. But before all that, Joe, we're going to do what are we doing? We're going to guess the top 10 worst Christmas presents.
So according to timeout.com, they have about 10 or 11 here of the worst gifts you can ever get. Let's see who guesses the most of them.
Okay, and I like this segment because right now everyone's out there shopping. You're shopping for Christmas presents.
And you need to know what not to waste your money on.
Or what to get for somebody you hate. You know, you got to get your boss.
Nobody spends money on people they hate.
You don't have to get a present for somebody at work. I haven't worked in an office in a long time.
You can tell you're out of touch. I'm like, no. But yeah, it'd be creepy if you got somebody a gift that you didn't like. They'd be like, what is this, Anthrax?
Oh, I thought they made you get gifts for people at work.
I mean, some jobs do like Secret Santa.
But
and
it's
so
not,
that might be.
But then, but that's. But you like. You don't know even know who.
You don't know
might
who you're
be.
Getting. Oh, but okay, like, with yeah. I mean, I have a day job. And nobody's getting anything from me.
All right.
Everybody though, I need y'all to know. Everybody needs to be cognizant this year of their behavior at these office Christmas parties. Okay, because things have gotten out of line. All right, I'm gonna tell you that right now. Because office Christmas parties have started doing. I don't want to say started, but since I've been in the workforce. They got these open bars where they're like, this is just a time
they do?
For everybody. Yeah, a lot of officers have open bar. And I'm like, this is not the upper time to meet the real person that you hired.
No.
Okay. This is actually when people really get let go the most.
Don't be yourself.
Yeah. And the thing is, especially now when the climb back in the 80s, you could get blacked out and
sure.
tell your secretary, oh, I love them titties. This is not that era.
It's like
right?
every Bill Murray movie.
If they have an open bar, I'm telling you right now, keep it three drinks tops. All right. That's just to keep it kosher.
Yes. And then get out of there.
Get a can of beer.
Yeah. Do not start going full blown whiskeys. All right. Jameson is never the move.
I'm surprised they even do this because I thought they learned their lesson because it was the 80s and then into the mid 90s where it was like buck wild.
Buck wild shit.
And the boss is cheating on his wife with the secretary
exactly.
in the middle of the party.
And it was acceptable.
And everybody knows and everyone's cool with it. And then, but I thought that went away. And then they went, it's zipped up now. No drinks, anything.
We're back.
Now we're back?
A dude
is this
office,
post-pandemic, maybe?
I think, yeah. Well, you know, they didn't do anything during the pandemic. So I think now that we're starting to come back to it. Yeah. And so my job, they're doing the open bar. And I remember last year, this guy who he's in the sales team, he brought out a bag of blow. And I said, sir. I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. Good for you. Sir, good for you.
I've never seen that in my life.
Also, if you don't do blow, are you really a salesperson?
No, you're not. That's but I every tell you what, I'm not trying to let my hair down that much with you fucks.
Oh, yeah. He did in the middle of the party.
Dude, he brings it out like it was a bottle of BC powder. He was like, anybody want a little
He
toot?
Must have had a good quarter because you got to really be making sales.
Yeah, he was not worried about his job security. Me, on the other hand, I made one sale this quarter. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah. I'm not at the blow level
I'm
yet.
Not the blow guy.
The next day after like drinking at an office party, I'm like, what did I say to that guy? And it's probably not that bad.
No, it's always bad for me. Yeah. It's always normally bad for me. I'm like, yeah, I always say something like crazy, like we're
it's
I
get always
too,
bad.
I get
me.
Too close with him, like we're homeboys. I'm like, you see that ass on Trish?
Oh god.
They're like, that's my fiance.
I'll be this is a hot take. I'm not even totally sure I like comedy club Christmas parties. And
I do.
I know you're not supposed to say it. I do appreciate they have them. I do like going, but usually I love the one at New York Comic Con. Can I start there?
That's the only one I go to.
I love that.
Well, the Comedy Cellar Christmas party
I've never
is,
been to
is top notch.
I've never been invited.
Lobsters, oysters.
No.
It's insanity.
Really?
Pizza. They got subs, wings, Chinese food.
Dude, they
what?
It's insane.
They got a ice sculpture.
Yeah, ice luge.
How you know how much money they make.
Yeah, ice luge.
Oh, I've never been invited.
And it's just a who's who. It's a star-studded event.
I'm sure there's like, real famous it's people there.
Also, they've had free tattoos. People, they're actually giving real
tattoos. Like, there's like tattoos.
How am I the only one not invited to this?
But they're
thing.
Like small. They can't get like a whole back piece, but like you like little things.
They had a casino going too.
What?
Roulette wheel, poker table.
This is not like, I'm not going to name. All right, most of the comedy clubs I get invited to, they went out of business in the last 6 months. They're not even having Christmas parties.
Yeah, they're having Doritos.
They have no club anymore. But it was, you go in, and I'm not talking about those two, but you would go in. You do one lap and you go, this is all people I have no interest in talking to. And then you go home.
No one
shows up because everyone's now I know everyone's getting a tattoo.
Yeah. New York Comedy
Club. Ice sculpture.
I let my hair down a bit.
No, I like that one.
I'm over here talking crazy to the servers. But I know them. So it's just like, you know, that's just Phil. But the seller, I'm very, very aware because I'm not past. If you, I think your behavior changes when you're past at a club versus not past at a club.
True.
Yeah. I'm very comfortable in New York. That's my home. I've slept there. I used to live there. I mopped the floors.
Yes.
I say whatever the fuck.
All real, by the way.
All
none
real.
Of that was an exaggeration.
No. Yeah, I've been homeless. I slept in that club.
You barked into there, right?
I barbacked.
You barbacked.
I bar
yes.
backed. So mopped the floors there after shows. So I have a little more leeway. Like a place that I'm not past, like the Comedy Cellar where I've just done guest spots, I keep it real cute.
Yes.
Yeah, real cute. Because
real
it's still a reflection
tight.
Of who you are. So if you have a bad experience there, that's all they remember. Like, oh, the guy who got blacked out at our fucking Christmas party.
And that's a comedy club. So then if you transpose that to your office. Yeah, nothing.
Nothing, no. Just don't
right.
Just eat the fucking hors d'oeuvres.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Joe, top 10 worst Christmas presents according to the internet. And we got to guess them. Do you want to guess first?
Yeah, if I have to guess first, my number one it's got to be undergarments, socks, underwear.
Show me undergarments. This is Family Feud.
Yeah.
Socks is on the list.
Thank you. Aha, uh-huh, Mr. Duckett.
All right, that's 1 point for you.
I don't understand.
Are socks so bad? Why are socks so bad?
Because you put no thought into it. You were in the checkout line at Marshall's, and you saw a pair of socks. You're like,
Yeah, but that's like 90% of Christmas presents is you're in the checkout line at Marshall's.
You have horrible Christmas. No,
everybody gets one.
Most
big
people
gift.
Put thought in their Christmas.
Everybody
gifts.
Gets one big gift in the family, and then they get just whatever's at Marshall's.
You think
here's some candy, here's some socks, here's a gift card to like Rite Aid.
I expect nothing less from a family that doesn't wash their towels. But let me tell you, no, there's always
my mom every year gives me like a voucher to a movie theater that went out of business 5 years ago.
So gift cards is your
yeah.
You want to say
oh,
gift
so
cards?
I'm gonna say gift cards.
Yeah, that's a
I was gonna say
yes.
Let me bring it home for you.
You
cards.
Help me out.
Yeah. We're 2 for 2, boys.
I don't mind a gift card if the company's still in business. The problem is my mom's doing it's Mervin's. It's Best Buy still exists or are they gone? Half of them
where
are gone.
Where are you from? What do you mean it's Best Buy still? They're like the top electronic. Circuit City is
oh,
dead.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Circuit City is what I was thinking
like
of. I was thinking
Best
of Circuit
Buy.
City. Sorry, Circuit City.
Yeah, Circuit City is gone. Radio Shack.
Sears,
gone.
Radio Shack.
Sears yeah. is still here.
They're still here? Yeah. I don't get out much.
They used to call it Sears and Roebuck. My grandmama still calls it Sears and Roebuck.
I think my grandma does too.
And I was, and the first time I was like, what the hell is a Roebuck? And apparently Sears had two owners.
It's the name of the other guy.
It was Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah.
And then he went broke and Sears was like, I got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he died.
Possibly.
He just got forced out by Sears. Broke. Yeah. Nice.
What happened to Roebuck?
All right. You're next.
Cutlery. Like utensils. Eating utensils.
I'm sorry. Is that a list?
I don't think I've ever once seen someone give, although.
Like China.
I have seen people give chopsticks as a gift, like super
Were
nice.
Were they steel?
No, that's Korean.
Why is steel chopsticks Korean?
I don't know why, but it is. Koreans eat steel, use steel chopsticks, and everybody else uses wood.
Because that's all they had to make.
I think they're a little bit snooty in the sense that they're like, we're so good at chopsticks, we can do steel. Because it slides right off. They're not. The wood actually catches the noodles or whatever, the meat a little bit. And the it does. And then, you want to say it?
No, I was just.
I thought you were going to give me a pause.
I was definitely going to give you a pause. The wood catches the meat is crazy as hell.
The steel doesn't, though. I think they're just really good at it. Anyway, that's the only cutlery I've ever seen. I've never seen someone get like a fork and knife.
Never seen nobody give like China.
Yeah, here's Christmas.
You know, that might be a little outdated because I feel like maybe our grandparents' time, like China was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant. Like
I'm sorry.
China.
Yeah, and the old silver.
Because think about it. Like we have a China cabinet at my parents' house.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody open it.
We just got...
Y'all eat off of it? Do white people eat off China when their fancy friends come
over? No, my parents might.
We eat off regular glass plates, but like the China cabinet?
No.
I've never seen anybody
ever. Twice a year we'd have some Thursday.
Christmas, Thanksgiving?
We'd have a nice New Year's Day feast of crab legs with my immediate family.
You're from Buffalo. Where the fuck would you get crab legs from?
Right out of the lake.
Out of Niagara Falls? Yeah. Where the fuck do y'all get crab from? Yo, y'all got China?
We got...
Well, you got the wife.
We just got gifted. Hey!
Ah, I'm here all week, folks.
Hey, this guy's on fire! We got gifted recently sterling silver, which I didn't even know what that was. And it was... And we're trying to figure out what to do with it. I went to like a pawn shop and they're like,
You're going
to
pawn the fucking sterling gift? You're that person? I would rather somebody re-gift me.
We didn't know.
Then you take my gift to the fucking pawn shop.
We decided not to pawn it, mostly because they wouldn't take it.
So it was low.
They said they don't have any interest in it. And so they said no one buys it anymore. They're like, yeah, this would be great 50 years ago. Everyone wanted this. Now, like, no one under 40 has use for
That's
this.
That's what I was
wondering.
So
we just kept it. It's sitting in the closet.
I would eat off of it every day.
Yeah, since you could use it. I don't know. Next one. Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. So worst Christmas gift. We did socks. We did. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say. Did you say clothes? I think clothes.
I said undergarments.
Oh, undergarments. I'm going to say clothes.
No, don't say that. Some of my best gifts were clothes. Like, especially if I had something I want, like a Balenciaga hoodie or something. That's a.
I'm going to stick with clothes.
Clothes is not on the list.
Yeah. Come on.
It's a good gift, especially if it's clothes you want.
Well, what if they don't fit? You know, people don't know if
well,
they
fit. Well, that's totally different. It's not
the
clothes
fit.
Aren't good. They just don't know who you are.
All right. What do we want? One to one?
Yeah. Let's do one more guess each.
One more each.
My guess, and this is off of experience, I'm going to go calendar. I had a family member that gave me a calendar every year for the next year. It was a Kwanzaa calendar.
Oh, they were trying to get you into the
No, they just
culture.
Wanted me to have like black heritage. So it was always a black, but it was a Kwanzaa calendar. And I just, somebody who doesn't celebrate Kwanzaa, I was like, cool. When's MLK Day?
A calendar is like, this is pre-phones? Pre-like social?
I still get one every year.
You're like, I have
Since
a calendar.
Since the 90s, bro.
I check my phone.
I get a black calendar. And it's great artwork. It's black art on the calendar.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, just buy me the painting.
So there's one on here that's kind of like that.
What does it say?
Anything novelty. Is that a novelty? No. I'm going to say no. Sorry.
Wow. All right. I'm ready to win. Yeah. Fruitcake.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
Me. Come on. That's not on there.
No. Turner, you're projecting
I'm
now.
Not fruitcake. I'm fruit tea. Peanuts.
You lost, Turner.
So the list is anything exercise or diet related.
Oh, yeah. You're telling someone to lose weight.
If somebody gifted me a Peloton, I'd be honored.
Yeah.
Anything that's obviously a re-gift.
Okay.
Statement mugs.
Best dad ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Pets.
A pet is the worst. Yeah,
because you literally just threw responsibility. Now, unless... Oh, okay.
You're surprising dad.
Funny story. Now, I don't even know if it's funny. I was dating this chick in my early 20s. She was the hottest chick I'd ever dated, by far. I had never touched anybody of this caliber.
Yeah.
So I remember, the only reason I dated this chick is because my mom got me a job right after college with her company. So I start working with my mom. I meet this chick. She is gorgeous. Ex-model.
Works there?
It worked out in the job with my mom. I remember telling my mom, I was like, Mom, who is that? I have to have her. She's so fucking
hot. I have to have her.
I have to have her. My mom was like, oh, that's such and such. She was like, that's a little out of your league, baby. She said, she only dates real men. That's what,
whoa!
That's what my mom said
whoa,
to me.
Whoa, you know they're out of your league when even your mom thinks you're out of your league.
I remember my mom saying that to me. I was like, the fuck did you just say? She only dates real men. She's like, she likes doctors, lawyers, like men of a certain caliber. That right there flipped. I was like, I'm going to get her.
Because, I thought you were going to say you were going to go to medical school.
No, I'm going
to
get her. No, fuck all that. Real men, I'm going to get her.
Yeah.
Now I'm macking on her every day. Like, you know what I mean? I'm dropping off lunch, breakfasts, flowers. I get her.
Okay.
I remember the first time we have sex, I almost literally after I nutted, I almost text my mom like, hey, mom, gotcha, bagged your bitch. I almost said that. But whatever. To the point where me and this girl ended up started dating.
Okay.
Dating to the point where I move in with her. She has her own apartment. I'm 23 years old. First girl I've ever lived with.
How old is she?
She's 26, 27.
I was going to say, sounds older.
Yeah, she was older. She was ex-model. Gorgeous. So Christmas time's coming. I remember I asked her, I say, what do you want for Christmas? She's like, oh, I don't really know yet. So I was like, okay. So I asked her again like a couple weeks. I was like, hey, Christmas is coming up. What do you want? She's like, I really want a puppy. And I remember I was like, no, but for real, what do you want?
Yeah.
She was like, I really want a puppy. And so I was like,
so she was a lunatic.
Well, here's hindsight's 2020, completely unhinged.
Yeah.
Completely unhinged. But I didn't know this at the time.
Yeah.
So I literally like kind of just let it die down. I was like, I'll ask her a little later. So maybe about a week before Christmas, I said, hey, Christmas coming up. I really got
to you
got
to be honest with me.
I was like, what's something that you actually want? She was like, I really don't want anything. She's like, but all I can think about is a puppy. So I was like, okay. So I'm like, in my head, I was like, I'm going to get her a fucking puppy.
But she didn't say what breed.
This is what I didn't realize as a child.
What?
So
there's a lot of different puppies.
So of course me, Doberman, being on a budget.
You get her a budget puppy?
You don't want a budget dog. No. If you are on a budget, you need to go to the shelter.
Oh, no.
A budget dog, I was like, I want a good dog. So I go to Craigslist. I get on Craigslist.
A Craigslist
I go
dog?
To the, go to the sale ads.
No PetSmart?
No, buddy.
Listen, yeah.
Budget.
Okay.
I find a guy on Craigslist selling puppies. So I was like,
it's now a criminal operation going on. This guy's like illegally breeding dogs.
I was like, hey, I have a surprise
What's
for
his
you.
Name? Michael Vick?
First of all, don't disrespect Vick. It was his homeboys fighting dogs. All right. But I said, we're going to go get this. I was like, I got a surprise for you. She's like, Phil Ross, I can't tell you. So we on the way, we go and we're driving. She's like, where are we going? I said, we're going to pick up your puppy. She, oh my God, you got me a puppy. We get to the spot.
Had you seen the puppy yet?
Never.
Amazing.
There were no pictures. Amazing. We get to the place. There are puppies, and they're gorgeous puppies. I was like, she wants a puppy. These are great puppies.
Yeah.
I pick out, though, I was like, he's perfect. Mm. His name was Diesel. I named him Diesel. He was a boxer pit bull mix.
Okay.
He was beautiful. He was Brindle, too. He had the tiger stripes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the dog. Did I get her the dog? I'm so excited because I'm like, I got her what she wanted. And at the time, she was like, oh my God, he's so adorable.
Yeah.
She took care of him for 3 days. Then she goes, hey, I really have a crazy work schedule this week. Can you take the puppy back to your house? I was like, of course.
You got yourself a puppy.
Got myself a puppy. So for 3 fucking weeks, the dog is in a kennel at my house for like 8 hours a day because I'm at work.
Oh my God.
So I'm having my roommate let him out and all that. Not to mention, The puppy's never been dewormed. So every time he shits, it looks like oodles of noodles coming out of his ass.
Oh my God.
I'm literally, my hands are full Craigslist. With this brand new puppy, worms, everything. But now I love the puppy because he's the greatest dog ever. So now I'm paying for vet bills. So it gets to the point, I said, hey, when can I bring the dog to you? She was like, I'll let you know. I'm just so busy with work. I was like,
this is weeks and weeks?
This is a month later. She still wouldn't take the puppy back.
She's a deadbeat dog mom.
Yes, she was a deadbeat fucking dog mom. So finally, I get to where I said, hey, I cannot keep the dog here. My roommates are bitching. I got to give you the puppy. She's like, fine, bring him to my house. I bring him to her house.
Now she's mad at you.
Whatever. This is the crazy part.
This is the crazy part. No good deed goes unpunished.
So the next that week, I come home from work. I go to from work. I go to her house. I'm gonna stay at your house this week. I come home, the kennel's empty. I said, "Where is Diesel?" She's like, "Oh, he's staying at my cousin's house for a couple of days because he needed more room to run around. I just couldn't take care of him." I was okay. 2 weeks go by, still no Diesel. I said, "Hey, when are you going to get Diesel back?" And she was like, "What do you mean?" I said, where's the dog? I was like, "It's been 2 weeks. You said you were going to pick him up when you were free from work." She's like, "Oh, I told my cousin she could keep him. I just couldn't handle him."
She gave the dog
away. She gave my dog away while I was at work. God. Never got him back. And the thing is, if I'm being honest, I don't know if my cousin's house is a fucking like a code for we put him down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I've never seen Diesel to this day. 12 years later.
Put to pasture.
Diesel is running out at pasture right now. But she gave my dog away while I was at work. And I'm telling you, that was the beginning of the end. I never was able to forgive her for that.
How long did you stay with her after that?
2 years.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
She was smoking hot.
Yeah. All right, we will be right back with your black and white advice, questions, and answers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back with your black and white advice questions. First question, this is from Vicky in Burlington, Vermont. Vicky says, "Hi, I'm a white vegetarian from Vermont, and I have a black roommate. I love her to death. However, Jesus.
When you lead with I love her to death makes me think otherwise.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
However, I'm just reading it. However, she stinks up the whole apartment every night when she's cooking soul food.
I thought it was going to go somewhere else.
I'm tired of my apartment smelling like meat," she says. "What's the best way to politely say something to her about it?"
I wouldn't say anything. Maybe it's time for you to try a chicken wing.
I was going
to
say... I think I'm not vegetarian, but I think you're allowed to smell meat, right?
You are, but you know what? You're allowed to smell meat, but every vegan, I don't know vegetarian. Vegetarians are normally pretty chill people.
Yeah.
They just don't eat meat. Vegans, on the other hand, they're like, "I can just smell the blood leaving the animal."
Oh, God. They don't want to be around it.
Yeah, and I'm like...
And also any fur, any like your clothing.
Right, and that's the thing. I'm not changing up my lifestyle for you. Like, it's one thing for you not to agree with it, but when you start speaking on like my dietary... like regimen, it's like it's too much because I don't talk to you about that bland ass fucking bullshit you eat.
Yeah.
Cashew cheese shit. Like, yeah, yeah. Shut up. I'm your roommate. As long as I pay the rent, who gives a fuck what it smells like?
Yeah, and smells are allowed. Smells are not off limits.
I didn't ask you to eat the shit. You know what I mean? But you know what's crazy? I met a vegan like that before where I was eating a Whopper and he was like, "Ugh, I just hate what that's doing to your body."
Oh, God.
Yeah, he ended up killing himself.
Oh,
real
wow.
Shit.
Yeah, that was a roller coaster of a story. Is it? Here's my question, though. Rereading this, I don't even know where to go from that. That was pretty wild.
I'll tell y'all the name when we get over here.
I'm trying to pivot here, but here's my question. This lady says she cooks soul food every night. I'm sorry. Does anyone cook soul food every night? I think this
please don't say anything else, White Turner.
Are there people who cook?
It's not called soul food. It's called food. People cook food every night.
Black I'm trying people, to say the same thing as you.
Oh, black people cook food every night. Is it soul? Yes.
This lady's calling it. She says she cooks soul food every night. I'm sure she mixes up the menu. It's not specifically.
She means black food.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Yeah. I think she just means if you're a deep vegan, maybe just any food with meat you think is.
And soul food? There ain't a black dish out there that ain't got meat in it. We season our fucking vegetables with ham hock knuckles and shit. You know what I mean? So you're going to smell meat because there's not a dish out there that doesn't have a seasoning of meat.
Yes.
Or type of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bone broth or something.
But also that's just to the most of the world, that's food.
Food, yeah. People cook food every night.
People cook food every night. She calls it soul food.
But your closeted racist ass is calling it, they cook soul food
every night.
That's
my point.
Yeah, okay. So it seems like you have some things to work out, Miss Burlington. All right? Everything's not maple syrup.
Now, In the spirit of the person writing in is on our side, I do have a couple tips I can give her.
Please, I'd like to hear them.
Okay, step one. If you want to, I'm not on this person's side, but I'm going to help her out. If you want to somehow fight back in a way that I guess would be very passive aggressive, because that's how, if you're writing into us, you're a passive aggressive human being. Right. You don't know how to confront your own roommate. If she's going to cook food that you don't like the smell of, there is vegan food that smells disgusting. So in China, they stinky tofu is a dish.
And so tofu is not bad enough. They make it stinky.
Yeah, it's like fermented milk that sits around for a couple months. As far as I know, a couple months. I could be slightly wrong. And then it's braised, and it smells like a garbage can. And it's when you eat it, it's okay, in my opinion. Okay, food. It's not great. Now Chinese people will tell you like it's you just got to get past the smell. It's amazing. But then you get past the smell and you go, that was fine.
It's their chitlins.
It's their chitlins. Wow. Yeah, it's Chinese chitlins.
It's actual tofu.
Toe jam food.
That's why he's the best producer in the business. So you could do stinky tofu and just start cooking that nonstop in the house. Now you're going to have a fight on your hands.
It's definitely going to be a fight. She's going to probably dog walk you.
And the other option is durian. Do you know durian, that fruit? There's this fruit out in
India.
In Asia. I think probably in India. Well, I guess India is part of Asia. That's not allowed in hotels. Like, especially Thailand. In Thailand, they're like, I know there's durian falling out of trees and you want to go take, you're a tourist, you want to take it.
It stinks really bad?
It smells so bad they won't allow it in hotels.
But it's a fruit.
It's a fruit. You cut it, it's like type of a melon almost, but you cut it open and it will stink.
So you know how starving you would have to be, like the first person to discover that? They were on death's door.
Yes.
And they cut that open. They're like, dying on a beach. I'll eat shit at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, it didn't kill me.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it?
I've had it. I don't find it that bad, actually. But people will smell it on you for like a week. They're like, do you have durian last Wednesday?
You don't find it that bad? Is it so the taste isn't as bad as it smells?
The taste is good. The smell is pretty bad.
What does it smell or taste like?
But my smell's going to affect
my taste. It tastes like a rotten melon.
Like the smell is going to affect my taste. It's all connected, ear, nose, and throat. What you smell is what you taste.
Well, I'm not saying it's great. I don't go out of my way to eat it. But yeah, it tastes like a rotten melon. Or the rotten, or the stinky tofu smells like just a garbage can. Anyway, point is, Vicky.
You'll put anything in your body, won't you, Turner?
I'll try anything. I do have a friend who says he'll put anything in his mouth at least once.
That is insane. That is absolutely unhinged.
Next question. This is from Jalen in Houston. He says, I'm a black guy, 31 years old. I've noticed every white group of friends has at least one guy who wears shorts even when it's cold outside.
That's their thing.
Why?
They run hot. You know?
I can answer the question of why.
Okay, you answer why.
They're a fat guy.
No, I see nothing but skinny whites.
Skinny white guys
skinny
wear shorts,
flip-flops.
In the winter, like all winter. Every school, this is so true. Every group of friends, every school has the one guy who's that's his thing in high school.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who wears shorts every day. And that's how he wants to be known as. It's almost his personality type.
No, I mean, that makes sense. But I think it goes deeper than that.
I don't think it makes sense. I don't understand why.
I think it goes deeper than that. Y'all's heritage. You know, y'all come from that Scandinavian peninsula. Y'all run hot.
Mm.
Your whole, you know what I mean? Whites come from the cold. That's why darker pigments were meant for hot. That's why they eventually evolved into darker people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know life started in Africa, but as they ventured out, people changed. White people, like my girl, she is Norwegian.
Yeah.
It's 20 degrees outside, and she's like, I'm burning up in this coat.
Oh, me too.
And it's like, are you out of your fucking mind?
I have to sleep, no covers. And Ye is like, my wife's bundled up.
I bundle. Only my nose is showing.
I have nothing. I'm just literally not, like, all winter long.
I burrow.
It's too hot.
I burrow.
That's what it is. We come from Scandinavia, so our body has to keep us.
Yeah. So you still, you run hot all the time.
But I don't know. Is that shorts guy? I think he just wants to be cool.
No. He's looking for a comfort thing.
But in like 20, I've seen it in 20 degrees, snowing outside. And he goes, nope, this is who I am. Shorts. Usually they're cargo shorts.
You ever watch NFL games?
Yeah.
You see them white dudes with no shirts on with the body paint? You ever see a black dude do that? I ain't never seen it.
No, I'm saying, but these are fat guys.
Fat or just white. Do white people run hotter?
There's also the coaches. Like the offensive line coach will be wearing shorts for the in the middle
of
the winter.
Well, when you're playing the game, that's different because your body temperature is so high.
No, but the coach is sitting on the sidelines.
You still got adrenaline.
Okay. I think you're right. I think the answer is the Scandinavian heritage.
Goes back to Scandinavia. I did my 23andMe. You know what I mean?
What'd you come out as Scandinavian?
Nothing. I'm Glasgow.
Oh, yeah. You're Scottish.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Look at you,
Sean
William
Connery
Wallace.
In this bitch.
Well, is Sean Connery? Oh, is he Scottish?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Scottish.
All right. Next question. Paul in Tacoma, Washington. I'm a 20-year-old atheist.
Makes sense.
In my mostly white friend group, everyone thinks that's pretty cool. And I like to think it shows people I'm open-minded and smart. However, now I have a black girlfriend, and she said I can't tell her parents about it. Is this just her, or will this be similar if I date another black
girl? This majority of our community, you're going to hell.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, we black people, even black people who do some of the crazy shit, majority of us believe in a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and it goes back to our grandmothers. Most black, even if you don't believe in God, like I know some younger black people say shit like that, which is very still very rare, but I've heard. But if you go look down there, their grandmother is very devout Christian because it's just, it's how we were raised. He came up, they, you know, a lot of grandmothers are like, God got us through slavery. He'll get us there. I'm like, well, he could have moved a little faster, but you know what I mean? So, but no, it's like a thing. I live a wild life, but I still pray every day. I still go to church. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's just, that is our heritage. You know what I mean? We are, and especially most black people migrate, even the ones in New York. Their grandparents are in the South. Their family's in the South.
Yes.
Southern black people, even the prostitutes go to church in the South. They go suck dick and then go to church and then go back to sucking
dick. Isn't that sweating like a whore in church?
Yeah, sweating like that. That's where it comes from. Or, yeah. Yeah, I was sweating. Yeah, it's a real thing. So, yeah, that's our heritage. You know what I mean? If it goes back to slave times, church was just a thing that happened.
So the only pushback I'll give is that's the same with us. Everyone's grandma goes to church. You know? And I do. And we did. And I've always had growing up. But for sure, from, I would say, middle of high school, late high school, until 5 years ago, as a white guy, you just don't tell people that because other white people will make fun of you.
That you're an atheist or go to church?
That you go to church.
Yeah, white people.
Because it's become this almost, it's a sign, if you're a real intellectual, you don't believe in God.
Yeah, so how can you believe with all this science?
Yeah.
Then you become a Scientologist and you're Tom Cruise and you're still fucked up.
But I will say this. Those same white people that'll make fun of the white guy, they're not going to go make fun of black people for going to church.
No, they're not that brave.
Because it goes back to the Mike Tyson rule.
Exactly. I don't know what he believed. Yeah, but yeah, black people, matter of fact, when black people hear you don't go to church, we automatically look at you crazy. Like, you don't believe in nothing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, so the answer is yes. Yeah. Paul in Tacoma, Washington.
Keep your beliefs to yourself, Paul.
All right. Final question is going to be for Patreon, everybody. That goes to everyone who's subscribed to our Patreon page. Go to black and white. Go to patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe, and you will get this bonus question and a bunch more stuff over on Patreon. But last thing we got to do before we go to that is White Lies and Dark Truths, our fact-checking segment of the episode. Joe Russell, what did we get right? What did we get wrong today?
So, you guys are talking about durian fruit.
And yes.
Strong, pungent smell. So, here's kind of what it smells like. A lot of people say it smells like rotting onions, turpentine, raw sewage, stale vomit, skunk spray, used surgical swabs, sulfur, honey, roasted and rotted onion.
I'm telling you, it's not allowed in hotels throughout Asia.
And you're like, it's really not as bad as they say.
Like, next to the sign that says no smoking, it also will say no durian.
But how would they know if you brought in durian or you just have bad hygiene?
No. It's a different smell than bad hygiene. It's not a Subway
sewage?
BO. It just is. I know it's a specific smell.
It's a sweet stuff.
I was going to say there's a bit of sweet to it, too. Yeah. You can smell it coming a mile away. And I'm not only that, but you can, like I said, you can smell it on people can smell it on you like 5 days later.
I would never eat something that they could smell on me 5 days later. I barely eat garlic.
All right, next one.
Apparently, yes, black people do succumb to coldness more than white people.
Interesting.
Because a study just was done. It says that black households pay higher heating costs so they keep it warmer. And then also in World War II, it says that some of the black soldiers had higher like frostbites and like more cold related diseases and conditions.
Tony, we ain't built for that. We tropical people.
I had no idea. You know, my dad won't let us turn the heater on in the winter. What growing up?
What?
Yeah, because it was too expensive. So
where did y'all live again?
Northern California, it would get down to 40s and raining, like or like low high 30s,
and y'all
low 40s.
Just like put on sweatsuits.
Yeah, you just have to like put on five layers because he's like, nah, what am I gonna pay the electric bill? I don't think so. Meanwhile, he was like, he's a CPA, he's an accountant in right. town. He makes yeah. a nice living. Yeah, he's a white collar worker.
Yeah, no heat is crazy.
Who never allows to turn the heater on. And I brought that up on stage, and white audiences all like, yeah, oh, yeah, me too. It's like a common thing.
Because y'all are built for the cold.
I guess we're built for the cold.
Yeah, you're like, you won't die. It's only 20.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's the episode. That's it. We will see you all on Patreon. Stay black.
Stay black, motherfucker. You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't always nice, but you can't think twice and give it black and white advice. Black and white advice. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.